Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprint, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this October the 14th on the West Coast, now October the 15th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zones. I would also like to welcome anyone listening on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world and also on blogtalkradio.com, either live or in a rebroadcasted archive. Well, we had a guest booked for tonight, and mysteriously this guest dropped off the planet. Right at the last minute, having trouble making or establishing communication. So I guess we will continue to try a little bit here. Interesting, this guest thought he was on last night. And, of course, we straightened that out. It's expected to be on tonight, but no show. However, the show will go on, and I can assure you that it will go on. And we're going to talk about a variety of different things that are currently going on in the world. Now, it's been a recurring theme night after night, week after week, month after month, and year after year on this show about the massive financial corruption that's going on. American people got a glimpse of that at the end of the Bush administration and the beginning of the Obama administration with these bailouts and all of these fold-ups of banks and the crashing of Bear Stearns. And then you had this scandal with AIG and Countrywide Home Loan, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, on and on and on and on. GM, Ford, and the bailout, no one's been able to find out who's gotten the money. Somehow they're saying, you know, the Federal Reserve, is not to be accountable, for this. In fact, some have suggested that if this comes out, that's the end of the Federal Reserve, which is a blessing in disguise. The corruption is so deep because this money was purportedly given to these corporations to continue to operate, has disappeared. And, we know that there's some games going on with China and a few other countries. The money laundering is excessive. Again, we have recent reports of Hillary Clinton meeting with Gordon Brown and Tony Blair going to Ireland to set up or try to make withdrawals from banks there in Ireland. We had this occur in Kenya. We've had this occur all over Europe, Asia, and Africa. These people have diplomatic immunity, so they're going in and out of countries, reprimanding countries, warning them that, you know, not to have corrupt elections, when that's exactly what we have here in this country. And, of course, this is all just misdirection, smoke and mirrors kind of stuff. What's happening, though, on a grand scale, if we're to give credibility to a few accounts that are based on inside information leaking out of the U.S. Treasury Department, we're talking about white hats, that these are the good guys that work in certain departments there. There's information that there's a contingency of security forces that have been sent in by the World Court to investigate this financial corruption, because the U.S. is supposed to have been in compliance with Basel II and Basel III for quite some time now and are not. and foreign countries are going to be forced to totally dump the dollar. Of course, Obama, Bush, Clinton, and their minions, especially with Israel, are all intent on destroying this country and just taking over the rest of the world. And it depends on this country falling. But we're watching their financial system, which is all smoke and mirrors and stuff made out of thin air. We're watching it collapse, literally, before our eyes. And they know it's happening, but they're lying about it. They use the media to lie about it, to tell us, oh, well, you know, there's a 9.5% unemployment rate nationwide when I'm hearing the figures are well over 25%, possibly as high as 30% or higher. Of course, they lie like that about the same way they lie about the H1N1 swine flu or the H5N1 bird flu or the derivatives that are made from the various viral schemes that they have. And, I mean, it just goes on and on and on with these people, one lie after another. Yet they're obfuscating the fact that there's a lot of money laundering going on in the real estate industry, and that's how they hide their drug money. It's just one corrupt activity after another, all tied to the other ones. It doesn't end. I've been down the rabbit hole on some issues today that, again, point me back to the same people. And this has nothing to do with them directly, but indirectly, you know, their minions come out. Their operatives, their disinfo agents, their spies have to move in and destroy things that are positive. But they're being found out big time. And they'll have some surprises very soon. And they know who they are, so I don't have to go into a lot of details. You can trust that with all the lies that are going on, all of the deception, that people are getting desperate, that all these deceptive acts that have to come out, let's take Hardin, Montana, for example, the fact that they have to bring foreign mercenaries into a small town in Montana, probably based on the fact that Montana is pro Second Amendment rights and gun control, or not gun control per se, but the right to bear arms. What I mean, they don't have a problem with that. Their crime rate's not high, and the people are armed. It's in the places where they're restricting gun control that the criminals are thriving. And that includes criminals in the government, because they're connected to it. There's no doubt about it. You got a guy that's a usurper that can't prove he's even from planet Earth, sitting in the White House, and and he gets the actually now we're finding out that the Nobel Peace Prize nomination occurred before he was even president. I mean, come on. Let's get real here. Think about that. How, you know, the guy's not even president and he gets nominated for it? How did he create peace? Did he make peace with Larry Sinclair? The guy he had an affair with, according to Sinclair, and Sinclair passed the lie detector test, by the way. Written a book about it. I've written about that in the Three Stooges Go to Washington. The fact that's occurred. The mainstream media won't touch it. They lie about everything. And they're part of the whole thing. Now, Rupert Murdoch is saying that people that use their news on the internet, they have to pay now for the news. Well, Mr. Murdoch, tell everybody your real name is Greenberg so we know who to make the check out to. That's part of the issue. Now, it appears my guest is trying to call me, and that's not going to work. You can't call into the radio show this way. I want to take a short break here and try to make a connection, if that's possible. Okay, well, we're back here on Evident Footprints. That didn't work out. It's one thing to try to call in to the show while I'm talking. I can't bring anybody into the call myself that way, or into the board that way. And yet when I call, if you don't answer, I can't bring you in that way either. So, it's a wash for tonight. Anyway, as I was saying, we have all these different scenarios going on. The Hardin, Montana thing to me is just the tip of the iceberg, because it reveals all of these underground connections that have been set up. And I've written about this to some extent in my Three Stooges Go to Washington series. Not by name, but it's the same principle. Absolutely the same principle. When you come up with a name, someone who's doing something that they get caught for, they're involved in real estate, or they're involved in the medical community, or the internet world, whether it's a database collection or selling a service on the internet. I mean, the world is not made up just of those things. There are a lot of other things going on in the world besides real estate, drug companies, and internet services. Or, you know, when I say drug companies, that could be medical services and hospitals, because all they do is push drugs. And you've got legalized drugs and you've got illegal drugs, and all the same people are involved in the whole spectrum. It doesn't matter. And that's just what you find when you're doing the research. I was doing some research for a friend today and earlier this evening. And again, I run into the same pattern of illicit connections, money laundering, identity theft, aliases left and right, real estate, over and over and over. And you can't find anybody that's actually telling the truth about who they are. Absolutely not. You get this thing of, you know, I'm an orphan, I don't know who my parents are, or my parents died and when I was very young, and I don't know who raised me. Yet these people are out, they're part of these networks. Part of these networks. And when you try to back up what they say about where they live and where they've been, none of it pans out. It's the same situation. And when you're able to actually pin something on that person, you know, sort of like playing pin the tail on the donkey, when you're able to pin that tail on the donkey, you find it's the same types of connections that are supported by the same internet infrastructure or the same intelligence in infrastructure. Now, what am I getting at? Well, it's all connected. I mean, this is very organized, but they're doing it right out in the open. And we talk about it. People say, well, they're all corrupt. What can we do about it? Well, stop listening to what they're telling you to do, because they're corrupt. They feel that they have some authority because they've given themselves position, but they're corrupt. I submit, if you stop doing what they tell you you should do, what are they going to do? What is that called? When you disobey a corrupt politician, is that in and of itself treason? Or is that punishable somehow by the law? That they're in this position of authority, breaking the law, violating the very laws that they create, and if you don't follow their dictates, that somehow you are liable. I mean, this is ridiculous what's going on in this country. this is going on all over the world, too, not just here. Now, I'm being texted here. Let's see what's going on. We've got a message coming through. Seth, all I can say is I can't make the connection. It's not working. I've tried doing it, and I'm not going to take any more time on the show to try to do it. There is a proper time to be ready to come on the show, and that's before the show starts. So we'll just have to try another time in the future. Anyway, so, you know, I've been listening to some shows, listening to what people are talking about. I listened to the mainstream media put out the panic about bird flu and vaccines. And from what I can tell, the only people that have gotten sick are the ones that have gotten the vaccine. And need I say more? We've talked about this on plenty of shows. Dr. H.U. Watt's been on the show a number of times talking about this. In fact, we were going to talk about this on tonight's show. We were going to talk about Bioaid and ZoHeal and the fact that vaccines are basically out of date. They're obsolete. Their time has run its course. In fact, I would say we never should have had them, per se. We never should have had them because they've wreaked more havoc on mankind. And you know what? The powers that be don't really care because they made billions and trillions of dollars by drugging everybody and setting them up for Trojan horse type of health issues down the road. Many senior citizens suffer the after effects of vaccines that take effect when they get old, that they took 70, 80 years or more ago. And we're told that these vaccines have eradicated diseases. What we're not told is many of the diseases were lab created, number one, and that they didn't really eradicate them. They saved them. This is how the swine flu's come about. This is the disease that was prevalent on the earth 91 years ago. And they had to revive it and make it nastier. And then they tell you, well, you know, nature is doing some really strange things. There's nothing natural about this. And we've done plenty of stories on it. We've actually gone down the rabbit hole about the companies involved in this. Seem to be involved in everything, all the controversy that's affecting this nation. And it all points to treason. All the controversy is connected to the same thing. You can connect the financial corruption, not just on Wall Street, but you have to start with the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury. You can connect that financial corruption to Wall Street, phony derivatives, hedge funds. You can connect that with the crashing of the real estate industry. You can connect that with the loss of all the corporations back when they passed NAFTA when Clinton was president. And that guy was busy having dalliances with interns underneath the desk in the Oval Office. And people didn't see the writing on the wall then. They were trying to impeach this guy. That was just to placate the masses because it didn't matter if he was a Democrat or a Republican. They were going to let him off the hook. It was just to show that they could get to anybody, even the President of the United States. They could compromise them. And the people didn't care. You have the same people worshiping these guys. In fact, it was a tragedy that the black community supported this guy. And then they have a usurper, and they think they have one of their own in office. This guy's not for black people. He never was, and he never will be. He's not black. Listen to Pastor James David Manning. Listen to his broadcast Monday through Friday. He's talking about the same thing. I'm not alone in saying that. In fact, he wasn't even aware of my research when I made it a point to emphasize that Barack Obama has purple lips. That's not a trait that you find in black folks. Sorry, just not a trait. But they have to brainwash everybody. I mean, have you ever seen anybody selling plates and coins and dolls and all kinds of knickknacks and, Lord, what else? Where are they going to come out with? You know, to try to make this guy into a demigod. I mean, there's writing coming out that the plan is to make him a Muslim god that controls the earth for the New World Order. He's going to be the front man. This is certainly playing into what I've written about. I thought he was a Christian. Why is it that they want to make him a Muslim god? Well, you know, pay attention, folks, because all they do is lie. They lie about everything. They very well could be lying about that, too. And then I ask myself, why should we even be trying to make any sense out of all this? Because this is just pure insanity. I think the thing we should do is pay attention to the fact that it's pure insanity and just choose something else. Choose something else. If you think you're going to get sick, you're going to get sick. It doesn't matter what bug is out there, what lab-created thing they unleash upon us. There seems to be, it's very unusual that people living in the inner city would come down with a pig virus. Or that somebody that's never even been around a pig would come down with it. In a very isolated area. I mean, it's not really happening like this. If there are people getting sick, it's anyone that's gotten a vaccine. Diseases are contagious. They've always been contagious. But they're particularly contagious when you have information that the vaccine is loaded with the live virus. When they're asking people to breathe this in a nasal inhaler, they're going to be emitting these live viruses. They're going to be spreading it like crazy. Duh. Is that difficult to figure out? But they tell you that this is safe. We've heard them say there were no adjuvants in this stuff. There's no squalene. There's no thimerosal. There's no mercury in there. And now they're talking about they're going to take the squalene and the mercury out. Wait, if it's not in there, why do you have to take it out? Oh, well, we lied about it. No, they don't say that. They don't say we lied about it. You see, it's just a Hegelian dialectic, back and forth, back and forth. I got a note here that we have a caller from California, is it, or from Canada? Don't know. But Barry?
Yeah, from California.
Okay, welcome to Evan and Footprints. What can I do for you?
Hey, brother, I was listening to, I can't remember what show it was today, but you can go to FDA.org and mm-hmm. has all the paperwork for each vaccine. It shows exactly what's in it. And if people were smart, they would look at that. And I guess it's up to 70% now that the medical field is refusing to take the shot.
Where did you get that information, Barry?
I was listening to Alex Jones, and I was also listening to Dr. Deagle's show today.
Okay. I haven't heard that. That's kind of interesting that it would come from Dr. Deagle and from Alex Jones. They're both on the same network. That might have something to do with it. I'm wondering who gave the information out first to your
knowledge? Well, one of the callers was talking to Alex. Not today. It was the day before.
Uh-huh.
And he went to the FDA.org, and Alex has copies of all the paperwork. You know, when they send whoever's giving the shot, the paperwork that comes with it,
mm-hmm.
which tells what's in the shot.
Okay.
It'll say it could possibly you won't be protected, that you'll get the flu, or you'll be impotent afterwards. You won't be able to have kids, or other things. It tells you all the dangers.
Yeah, some people are being paralyzed by these shots. Some have gotten sick and died. Now we're not given any names, Barry, if you get my meaning. When we hear this, we're not hearing the name of the person that died, so you can't verify that anyone died.
Right,
They're just throwing numbers out. In the first couple of days that they started this whole pandemic scare, they were saying that New York City, 800,000 people were exposed to the swine flu. Now, think about this. 800,000 people in New York City exposed to the swine flu, but it happened in the spring. This is what they're saying. So now, how did they make that determination that they had it in the spring? And then within a matter of a couple of days, it was like 1 or 2 days, they added another 200,000 to that. Now we've got 1 million people in New York City. But, you know, I know people in New York that are saying there's not 1 million people sick. You know, that's roughly, 12%, 15% of the population.
So how can we get the information correct if we can't trust them then?
Well, first of all, the patents describe what's in these things, okay?
Right.
The FDA is not about telling the truth. They're paid, they're staffed by the pharmaceutical companies. Okay? They make, if you've followed over the years, issues like patents, what they cost, medical patents or medicine patents, these people are fighting 10 to 12 years on average. They say the average fight to get a patent on a medicine is 12 years. How is it that, you gotta ask yourself, who's making the money? Why does it take so long to do that? The FDA will tell you, oh, well, that's because we have to make sure all these medicines are safe, that they've been tested, and that they're not going to harm anyone. Well, we know that's a lie on the basis of what we know about the H1N1, H5N1, SARS, AIDS, HIV, Morgellons, all the other diseases that they say that don't exist. You understand? That have been lab created. And so as a result, we have all this confusion that people think, well, the FDA is really concerned about these medicines not being dangerous. But what they don't tell you is that they're funded on the backside of all of this stuff. They're funded by the pharmaceutical companies, and they're staffed by the pharmaceutical companies. So how are they going to turn against the pharmaceutical companies when that's where they get their money? Okay? Are you following me?
Yeah, I'm following you.
Okay. Now, I have a cousin that passed away some 5 years ago. He was a brilliant heart surgeon. He invented the St. Jude's heart valve. And he had invented artificial veins and arteries. And the purpose behind that was to not attack the good arteries that a person might have in their arms or their legs if they were undergoing heart surgery. He was a brilliant heart surgeon. And the St. Jude's valve he invented kept many, many people alive. And he had been fighting with the FDA for 14 years over getting this new invention passed. which would have been really something positive. I'm not saying that we should turn people into cyborgs and robots, but this was a practical invention that would facilitate someone who was having problems with their arteries or with their veins. And usually that happens because of toxicity, either of medicines or toxins put into foods. It's not natural for that to happen. People will say, doctors will say, well, this is genetic and, you know, this is a genetic disorder. Well, the genes get modified because of what you put in to the body, what you expose the body to. So the FDA, after 14 years, was bickering over giving him the patent on this, and yet they're pumping out medicines every day, new medicine coming out. And the average, they say, is about $800 million to get these things patented or to get them approved. We're not even talking about the patent on these medicines. It's the approval of the FDA. Okay? So you're talking about a government bureaucracy that has power just because it has all this money behind it. Does it have the truth behind it? I don't think so. Look at all the drugs that they've allowed to come out onto the market that have resulted in multiple deaths around the country. Multiple lawsuits. Vioxx is one. You know, we can get into the addictive nature of OxyContin as well. Though these medicines are, some of them are like taking a straight heroin. And what goes on in the illegal drug trade? The very people that are supposed to be monitoring all that stuff are right there in bed with the CIA and all the intelligence factions that are involved in illegal drug smuggling. You see, you have so much hypocrisy and so much deceit there that you can't find the truth that way. So you've got to rely on the experts, the Dr. Deagles, the A. Truatts.
Speaking of A. Truatt, he had April Renee last week.
Mm-hmm.
A female with her. And her husband's he's a natural doctor also.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
They talk about vaccines. She's Don Larkin's wife. She's connected with her, with the vaccine organization that they started.
VacLib, or Vaccination
right.
Liberation.
Right. And they do these conferences. They go to health food stores around the nation, and they give these conferences, and they're on the YouTube, and I made a disc out of it. And they really explain how vaccines started, why they're doing vaccines. And the thing is everything's synthetic. You know, the medicines, the vaccines, synthetics was not meant to go through the body. Natural things were supposed to help the body, not the synthetics. Synthetics is not helping. And plus it's going through the blood so that the immune system has to radically try to attack it. And
mm-hmm.
eventually it destroyed our immune system.
That's what this is all about. That's what many of the alleged medicines are about. They destroy the immune system. They destroy the body's ability to take care of itself, which you've alluded to. You know, natural substances are the body's friend. Why is it that, you know, if we were intended to have injections all the time, don't you think God would have just put a permanent syringe in us somewhere?
Yeah.
Maybe the navel or between the eyes. You know, I'm being a bit ridiculous, but think about that. I mean, if we were supposed to be getting vaccinated, certainly God could have covered that, but
well, look at the babies and the mom. They feed the baby with the breast milk, which is the most natural thing, which is better for the baby. But no, they get these baby formers that's full of crap in it. and it's really not helping the baby at all. With a natural milk, all the enzymes, all the vitamins, the nutrients that the baby needs at that point of the baby's life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the baby can build up a natural immunity
immune
from childhood.
System. Right, exactly. So it's Educate Before You Vaccinate is the name of the conference. If you go into YouTube and put that in there,
mm-hmm.
it's six parts with her and six parts with the husband. And he talks about how vaccines are, they never work and they never will. It's all synthetic. It's all what man's made. You want to put what God has made and put it into your body because it's going to help your immune system fight off. And you want your kid to get sick and let the immune system do its thing. You know, they'll have diarrhea, they'll throw up, they'll have a fever. But it's the immune system teaching itself to fight off these sicknesses and stuff naturally. But the immunizations, they'll never work. They never have and they never will. Because it's them playing God.
Yes, and they have these adjuvants, in there. You know, this goes back to William Rockefeller. They referred to him as a snake oil salesman. He was literally selling a tonic that had petroleum in it. People were drinking this stuff. I guess it was supposed to make him feel better. And the Rockefellers have been involved in this since that time. So,
and the Rothschilds too?
Oh, well, yeah, of course. You'd have to presume that that's the case. I mean, drug companies are not just in one place. They're international. And they work together with each other in research or their offshoots, sort of like tentacles of the octopus, doing supportive research. So I would say all the Illuminati families are part of this. It's not just one. But the Rockefellers.
Yeah, it's a family, royal family. It's a family conspiracy on the earth, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
and
it's
the thing
a blood
is, we got to start saying no to them. When there's numbers saying no, that scares them. And it's time for people to get a life and get some cojones. I'm watching my mouth here. And start being men and women that God intended us to be and start saying no, because we have the power. They don't. We have the power. But we've got to use our feet, our hands, and our mouth and start saying no and start standing up for ourselves, our kids, and our country.
Well, I agree. I think we should say hell no.
Exactly, like that movie.
Yeah.
I'm getting mad as hell and I'm
and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, I mean and like Bob Chapman and some of these others says, these guys are starting to realize that we're catching on to their tricks, and like you and many others are connecting to the dots, and we've got to start listening to experts like you guys instead of watching Fox and CNN and all these other idiots. And the newspapers, and stop watching that, and that will send a message to them and to those puppets that are on the TV that, no, you guys don't have the answer anymore. You never have, and you're just playing the game for your puppet masters.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, I appreciate the comment you made. I don't consider myself an expert, but... I certainly know a lot more about these topics than the talking heads on TV. These guys are just reading cue cards.
Exactly.
And the only time they get into an actual debate is when something deviates from the cue card, and then they go into attack mode. All they do is attack the character of the person. And, you know, certain people come to mind. I can't stand watching Bill O'Reilly. I visualize him in a Nazi uniform. And if you do that, you'll see what I mean. Put a little Hitler mustache on him while you're at it.
Yeah.
And listen to him talk. because he's not speaking the truth. They're putting out propaganda. They interview a guest under the guise of being fair and balanced. That's their motto on Fox. They don't tell you that the numerical representation of the letters FOX are 666, do they?
Hmm.
Numerologically, Fox stands for 666. They won't tell you that, okay? And that's their little symbolism. But you have the same numbers behind the mainstream outlets that we have for so many years. NBC doesn't calculate to a six, but GEC, the owner, does. And that's controlled by the Rockefellers.
Exactly.
So GEC is a number six. ABC adds up to a six. And CBS adds up to a six. So the three major networks that we've had for so many years are 666. Fox is a 666. CNN is a 13.
Wow.
How many, you know, and it's, this numerology is in the false flag events. It's in the Osama bin Laden tapes. It's in all of this stuff. That's all they do. They work their magic right before our noses.
Before you go into break, I just want one more thing. Glenn Beck is a snake in the grass. He's using the Patriot Movement to twist the truth. He'll say a little bit of truth, and then he'll deny the truth. And he plays on people's minds and emotions. And people out there, watch out for Glenn Beck.
Well, yeah, you know, I understand what you mean. I used to listen to his radio show. Actually, it was kind of funny, but I don't think doing a comedy show about Osama bin Laden is the way to deal with what happened on 9/11.
He doesn't even believe in the FEMA camps. He said they don't even exist. That's a lie and straight from the pit of hell.
Yeah, well, you know, the momentary attack that he went on through a couple of weeks ago, I said, you know, he went on the attack mode, basically questioning certain things about Obama. Fox, you know, Murdoch decided he was going to put some pressure on things because of his interest in the Prudhoe Bay oil situation. And, you know, because he's not making any money with that thing shut down. So he's trying to put pressure on the politicians, and word has it that he and Glenn Beck were both threatened with their lives if they continued on talking about this stuff. Well, that's the chance that you have to take when you work for the mainstream media and they're paying you millions of dollars to do what you do. Is what they're doing worth that in a realistic capital market? No. In terms of propaganda, it is. So they pay them that, so they stick to the path that they want them to go down. Yes, he's putting out a lot of disinformation. He appeared to be shifting. Everybody's saying, oh, Glenn Beck, he's like Keith Olbermann, and he's like Lou Dobbs. Well, they're controlling all of them. You know, Keith Olbermann used to do sports for Channel 2 CBS in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I know. I remember that.
Yeah. And then he got his gig upgraded. He went to ESPN. ESPN got bought out by ABC. Then he goes over, I think, to MSNBC after that. Yeah. And I think even there was a time when he was with CNN just for a short time. Seem like it, but you see, these people are interchangeable. They're like auto body or auto parts, you know.
Yeah,
you know, you can go to one store or another, and you can find either, you know, the OEM or the original part for
you know,
this.
You know how you brought up the 666, Freeman, and what's the other guy? Anyways, the symbolism and all the. A lot of the corporate logos and stuff are Illuminati, 666, Luciferian, and a lot of these corporate heads are Luciferians. So it's the corporate world together with the military and these bankers that are running the world for the elite. Am I right? Or
yeah. You know, if you get into Freemasonry, you're going to find out that a lot of these people are Satanists. Okay, they worship Satan. They do the ritual sacrifices. But it's not exclusive to them, because you get into Skull and Bones at Yale, and there you are again. You have Masons, and you have Satanists.
Yeah.
You have the pedophile rings that come out of Washington, and Washington is laid out with the symbology right there. You look at the streets in Washington, you can see Masonic symbols on the way the streets are laid out.
And Dynacord, that was part of that thing up in Montana, has been linked to the child sex ring also.
Yes, I can tell you specifically some names now. I've done quite a bit of research with Dr. H. Huat.
Yeah, I'd be glad when you guys are get together again. I want to hear that.
Yeah, well, he'll be on the show next Monday.
I'll be listening.
Yeah, we'll probably be talking about it, but... I can tell you that one of the aliases led me to a church that led me to some people that are affiliated with the banks and the drug companies and in the countries where they market the children, where they sell them into sex slavery. So,
what church is that?
Well, that's going to come out when I release
the book. Oh, I have to wait then, huh?
The whole thing. You have to wait a little bit, but...
Yeah, I know this one thing, though, that Alex Jones was talking about. A lot of these churches, mainline churches, the head people are Satanists. They're the very top ones. So, I mean, they're everywhere. It doesn't matter if it's church or organization or, a hidden group. they're out there.
Well, yeah. You're in California. There's some heavy groups out there in Southern California.
I'm right next to Lucerne Valley. Are you familiar? That means it's an offshoot of Lucifer.
Yeah.
Did you know that? There's a lot of Satanists out here.
Yeah.
I live in Victorville. It's right next to Lucerne Valley.
Yeah, Victorville and Barstow and Bakersfield and all those areas.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Lucerne Valley has a lot of occult, Satanism, KKK.
Mm-hmm. As you come down into the San Bernardino Mountains and Riverside and then down into Orange County, you have an intensification of that, too.
Yes.
You know. So.
And then the full business, full gospel businessman, Tim Gutterson, found out that the head people were Satanists, and they were drug with the child ring and drug money and all that. It's all linked to that too.
Yeah, and it went into the education at the McMartin preschool too. Some years ago.
But now it's all out in the open. I mean, as people can't see it, they need to really wake up and need to do a conscience check, more and more people though are waking up, thank God.
Yeah. Well, have you been listening to the show long, Barry?
I've been listening to the last 2 weeks. I talked to you last week when you had the Marine guy with the axe from Louisiana.
Oh, that was Drew Malone Raines, the third.
Yeah, that guy's hilarious. He's down to earth, though.
Oh, yeah, but he's dead serious, too.
Oh, I know. Yes.
Yeah. He's got a great sense of humor.
I found out about you from Dr. Deagle's show, and then I found out you had a show, and I checked it out, and I really enjoy your show. I spent a lot of time listening to these different shows, because you're not going to get the information anywhere else. You really are not.
That's true, and... we know the intelligence agencies listen to our show, which is a compliment. That means they must be learning something. So, so we must be doing the right thing. And
well, maybe a few of them will wake up too. You never know.
Oh yeah, there's some good guys there. They're not all bad.
No.
The guys wearing the black hats are the ones out there doing the dirty deeds. So
you mean like
they're too busy.
You mean like the Mad Magazine, the I Spy cartoon?
Yeah, exactly.
Remember those days? gotta laugh once in a while, Don, or you go crazy. You know.
Oh, I know. You know, I the moment I heard Barack Obama won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, give me a break.
I cracked up and I said, there has to be some way to describe that.
I got to tell you this, Don. I got to tell you this. This little kid said he got the teeth award because of his big smile and he shows his teeth. This 8-year-old said that. He thought they said teeth award.
Oh. Well, I called it the Nobel Pizza Prize. And then as I thought about it, I could embellish the name a little bit and call it the Nobel Pepper Pizza Surprise. Because he was surprised by it, he said. Although
Dr. Deagle called it the Peace Award. PIECE. He's getting a piece of everybody.
Yeah. Well, use either name, but I thought, you know.
What you said was good, though.
So.
Friend, I've got to go. I've got to get up early in the morning.
Oh, I got to go, too, here in a minute. But thanks for calling in, Barry.
Thanks for letting me call, too. I appreciate that.
Well, I didn't let you call. I just took the call in, or I accepted the call. Let's put it that way.
Thank you for my acceptance. I'm definitely going to listen Monday.
Okay, yeah. I'll have Chuat on Monday, and we're going to talk about some of these things that we found. This stuff all dovetails together, okay? These are not separate incidents. It all dovetails together.
And, well, I'll be on the edge of my seat all weekend waiting.
All right. All right. Thanks for calling in. You take care.
All right. Take care, Brother Don.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, there you are, folks. There is someone listening. A few weeks ago, I was on Dr. Bill Deagle's show when they had a panel. I was one of the panelists on there, and we actually talked about this whole connection that these corporations have with each other, and I brought some information forward about Daylight Chemical Systems that was working hand in hand with Novartis. And we're finding out more and more that Novartis patents are connected to now this company, American Police Force, or DynCorp. DynCorp owns American Police Force and is involved in the drug industry and all kinds of stuff. These things are interconnected because there's a lot of money to be made in this. And I suppose if you really looked, you'd probably see Acorn is connected to it and some of the other people that are there. How do these things just come into this country and start operating freely without anyone having any suspicion? Without people doing their job, without law enforcement putting a stop to it, or without the Justice Department recognizing what's going on. You know, people are making complaints about this, and when they do, the complaints are ignored. So they don't intend to do anything, so then we have to revert back to the remedies that are within the Constitution. That's really what we have to do, and we have to go back. Maybe we need to watch a few more Clint Eastwood and John Wayne movies. They seem to be showing those a lot anyway, trying to keep us in the past. But maybe we ought to learn to adapt some of those attitudes that you see. Because these people, John Wayne would roll over in his grave if he's not rolling over in it already, knowing what's being done to this country. And Red Skull, Red Skelton had a lot to say many years ago. He did a special about the meaning of the words in the national anthem, in the Star Spangled Banner. And he pretty much recalled what his teacher had said in a class. It really had an impression on him. Now, is that a true story or is that just propaganda? Well, if it makes you feel good, likely it's a true story. Propaganda works the other way around. We're not hearing the half of the truth. We're not hearing even the tip of the iceberg of the truth anymore. And I have to reiterate, unplug it. Don't listen to the mainstream media, the advertisers that go down the tubes. They won't have the money to run the networks. And their message won't get across. The brainwashing will stop immediately. And likewise with the radio, mainstream radio. It's disgusting. I can't listen to Rush Limbaugh. I can't listen to Glenn Beck and other shills that they have putting out these messages. They want to scare people into getting a vaccine they don't need. You destroy the pharmaceutical companies by not buying their poisons, because that's what they are, and that they have an official capacity, or some bureaucracy has an official capacity to tell us whether things are safe or not safe, and they're not doing their job, and they never really have. Why do we have to listen to them? We don't. We have freedom of speech. And you know, the day that they take away freedom of speech, they've taken away freedom of thought. Think about that. Because all speech is an expression of what you're thinking or what you're feeling. They've done a good job numbing people's feelings with their drugs, and they've screwed up plenty of minds as well. It's time that we start reclaiming our spiritual authority on this planet. And it's only when we take responsibility for our own lives that we'll put an end to this madness. As long as you're depending on them to do it for you, they can treat you like a piece of silly putty. Well, that's about it for the end of the show tonight. I want to thank Barry for calling in. That was an interesting conversation. Obviously, he's listening to a variety of shows, and he's educating himself about these issues, and he certainly has a perspective that sounds to me like he's on target. And so I'm appreciative of hearing the message from one or many of you. I hear a lot via email when I get it. So in the process of saying good night, I want to thank Wind Talkers Radio Network for carrying the show, as well as blogtalkradio.com, whether live or on a rebroadcast. We're heard as far away as Sochi and Kazan, Russia. We're heard in the outback of Australia, in New Zealand, all throughout Europe, parts of the Middle East, I'm told, and Central and South America, Canada, and all the way around the world. We're also on some satellite networks, I've been told. So I'm appreciative if anybody's enjoying the show and wanting to get the message out there. Special thanks to Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, Seth Hendrick on the sound, and we'll try to get tonight's guest back on the 21st. That'll be next Wednesday. He is scheduled. If he's listening, he can tune in. He can tune in and be on the show. Most of all, I would like to thank the listening audience for tuning in tonight, and I wish everyone out there a night filled with peace, love, and light. Before I say goodbye, tune in tomorrow when my special guest will be Drew Malone Raines III. And I wish everyone a good night.